The court case involving polling place violations is just one of the legal actions marring this year's general election. Yesterday's release of U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller's personnel records by the Fairbanks North Star Bureau came after a Freedom of Information suit was filed against the bureau by several news organizations. Miller had worked part-time for the bureau as an attorney and was disciplined by his employer for having used bureau computers for political purposes, violating the bureau's ethics policy. Miller has fought the release of the records since midsummer, but recently admitted in public that he had been put on leave and docked pay. Renee Broker is the Fairbanks North Star Bureau's attorney.
This is not the result that any of us wanted. You know, read it all about in the paper. It's very sad. It is just sad.
Broker, who was Miller's boss, said he worked for the bureau for 7 years and was considered a friend and a colleague. The personnel records depict Miller's behavior when confronted about his actions by co-worker Sue Dolan. Miller had used 3 bureau computers to vote in a poll, then attempted to wipe out evidence of that use by clearing the computer's internet histories. That actually led to the discovery of his acts, as Dolan asked why the histories had been cleared on 3 computers. One memo from Broker dated March 26, 2008, notifies Miller of an investigation and possible disciplinary action for being, quote, dishonest about your conduct and about the reasons for your conduct. Other records contain emails pertinent to bureau affairs. Broker worries about email correspondence regarding TAPS litigation. When Miller finally resigned from his employment with the bureau, he wiped out his bureau emails, some pertaining to the litigation, which Broker considers public record.
What we had discovered is that his email account essentially had been deleted in entirety. That was primarily my concern because, of course, we're in ongoing litigation, and as explained in my emails, you know, we have discovery obligations to be able to provide, you know, relevant emails.
Broker says she's still trying to find out why Miller did that.
We've sent 2 different letters to Mr. Miller, but through his attorneys, basically asking for an explanation, you know, his side of the story about what happened here. We're trying to understand what happened, you know, before we draw any conclusions.
Broker said most of the missing emails were later recovered.